Well, classes remain canceled today at Miami-Dade College's West Campus in Doral following last week's garage collapse. Marva Hinton has the latest in WLRN studios at the Miami Herald.
Thanks, Wanda. One man remains missing in the rubble of a parking garage that collapsed at Miami-Dade College's West Campus in Doral. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Ariana Prothero has more.
Workers were building the garage when a section of it crumbled last Wednesday, trapping 53-year-old Robert Badu and killing three other men. Badu's family members say they are frustrated by what they see as a lack of urgency in trying to find him. Brittany Badu says her uncle could still be alive.
You know, this is what they were trained for disasters like this, and they've been worse disasters, so why is it taking so long, or why? I just feel like they've given up on my uncle, and I don't think that's fair. He could be down there. He could be alive. You don't know, and if he is alive, just please give him a chance. Give him a chance. He's a fighter. Give him a chance.
On Saturday, more than 60 family members gathered at the site holding signs and yelling at fire and police officials. Doral's police chief Ricardo Gomez told the family rescuers were working as hard as they could. An officer with the police department told the Miami Herald that not only was the collapsed building unstable, workers had also felt the neighboring structure shift. Miami-Dade College announced on Saturday the West Campus would remain closed for several weeks because of the accident. Classes have been moved to other locations for the time being. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Backers of so-called smart justice are back for another try at changing Florida's strict sentencing policies. The Florida Smart Justice Alliance, which includes such powerful members of the business lobby as Associated Industries of Florida and the Florida Chamber of Commerce, says it wants to find common ground with critics to save money on prisons. Finding common ground with Governor Rick Scott may be at the top of their list. Last session, State Senator Ellen Bogdanoff of Fort Lauderdale sponsored a bill that would have ended mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. The Senate passed it 40-0 and the House 112-4. But Scott vetoed it, saying the law requires offenders to save 85% of their sentences. Alliance President Mark Flynn said the consortium is proposing a compromise between Bogdanoff's bill and the 85% rule. A judge would be able to sentence a drug offender to a secure facility that also provides treatment.
They will have to serve their entire sentence. They're not going to get out early. So you don't violate the 85% rule, and then we'll have to see what the governor thinks about that version.
Yet many criminal justice experts say the 85% rule is a part of why the time Florida prisoners spend behind bars has grown more than in any other state. A recent report by the Pew Center on the state showed a 166% increase in the average Florida sentence between 1990 and 2009. Pew reports the increase cost Florida taxpayers $1.4 billion in 2009. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.
Despite a few high-profile NFL players saying their children won't play football because of concussion risks, some in the Pee Wee League remain unfazed.
I'm the person who gives the hurting away because I don't get hurt. The other team does.
The growing awareness and anxiety about youth head injuries in the sport coming up on Morning Edition in 12 minutes.